March 30, Dependence. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. The experience of the Christian in his earliest love is full of simplicity and freshness. But as his opportunities multiply, his experience should enlarge and his knowledge increase. He should become strong to bear responsibility, and his maturity should be in proportion to his privileges. But unless there is an hourly dependence upon Christ, increasing knowledge and privileges will result in self-trust and self-righteousness. The young Christian is in danger of forgetting that it is Christ that has begun the good work in him, and that it is Christ that must finish it. The soul must renounce all merit, and trust wholly in the merit of him who is too wise to err. Man, of himself, can do no good thing. Said Jesus, "Without me ye can do nothing." John chapter 15, verse 5. The soul is to stay itself upon God. In the gift of Christ all heaven was poured out, and through Christ the Holy Spirit is promised to the believer. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." John chapter 14, verse 26. Christ not only offers pardon to the believing, repenting soul, but he promises him the constant aid of the Holy Spirit. In the growth of the seed in the soil, man cannot see the working of unseen agencies that develop the plant to perfection, bringing up first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. But though young in the faith, you may know that you have passed from death unto life, if the fruits of the Spirit are made manifest in your life, if you are growing in faith and hope and love. You may know that your spiritual vision has been cleared. If you delight to dwell upon the plan of salvation, upon the glorious manifestations of the divine character, if your heart, in contemplation of the love of God, glows with thankfulness and joy, you may be sure that you have been illuminated by the beams of the Holy Spirit, and heavenly agencies are bringing your character up to maturity of Christian life. Signs of the Times, March 27, 1893.